Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Is this the public health department?
It is, are you, I don't know what happened to my phone. Were you trying to reach someone at the Alabama, at the, which health department were you trying to reach?
I'm trying to find out where could I get a COVID-19 vaccine, an
Okay.
initial dose.
Hold on. And I apologize, my system went down. Let me try to pull that up for you. Hold on.
I'm trying to get three doses for myself and my elderly parents.
Okay. Let me get logged back in and I can register all three of you.
Okay.
Just depends on which county you want to go and be
Dallas
registered in.
County.
Dallas.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I apologize for that. I'm not, I guess my system is tired of what's going on and it just wants to quit me today, but that's not fair.
Well, what I did was I dialed the number, but nothing happened, and it gave me a message, talking about, your automated system, and then it just stopped. It didn't say anything after that, so I waited maybe about 30 seconds, and I pressed zero, and then it didn't ring. You just came on the line saying hello.
I was trying to get logged back in, and then when I got logged back in, it was sitting there like it was in a call, and I was like, "Uh-oh." So it's been one of those days, but we're gonna get through this. So
Yeah,
this
they're
is
awful.
Dallas County. What is the first one you want to register? Who's the first one?
I'm going to register my mother. Her name is
Her first
Sarah.
name, Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah
Last name.
Johnson.
Okay.
Johnson.
A good
And
contact
Al
phone number.
334-875-6237.
And email address.
Ooh, can I put my email address for all
Most
three?
definitely. Yes.
My email is Teresa, TERESA dot Clemon, CLEMON at gmail.com.
Is that Clemen without an S?
Right.
Okay. And what's her age?
My mother's age is 78.
Okay, so let's go back over her information for correctness. We got Sarah, Sarah Johnson, Johnson, phone number 334-875-6237.
Yes,
Email
could you
address.
also put Allen at the end of that? She recently got married. Sarah Johnson
Johnson,
Allen.
Johnson Allen.
Yes, ma'am.
And email address Teresa, TERESA dot Clemon, CLEMMON.
Just one M.
Just one M, okay.
Just one L is C Lemon.
C Lemon, okay. Is that no
Yes.
period behind that?
No, it's just
Okay.
teresa.clemon at gmail.com.
Gotcha. And then that's Dallas County that you're registering for, and she's 78.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's move on with the next one. Let me get that pulled back up. It's going to be Dallas County. And the next one, first name, please.
The next one is Arthur Allen.
That's his
Reverend
last name.
Arthur Allen. I didn't hear that.
That's the last name, Arthur Allen.
Yes, first and last name, Arthur Allen.
Okay. Phone number.
334-875-6237.
And we're going to use your email address for his as well.
Yes, ma'am. And he's
Okay.
82.
Okay. Let's go over his information for correctness. We got Arthur, ArthurUR. Allen, Allen, phone number 334-875-6237. Email address Teresa, TERESA dot CLEMON at gmail.com. The county is Dallas, and he's 82 years old.
Yes, ma'am. And I just wanted to go over the spelling of my first name again. I don't know if I heard it wrong. T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And now let's get you. Will you be Dallas County as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on.
We all live right next door to each other.
Oh, how sweet.
In the county. Yeah, I moved over here about 2 years ago, and we're helping each other. I'm a disabled veteran. I'm a combat disabled vet.
Mm-hmm.
With multiple surgeries. I'm spinal cord injury also. I broke my neck. I've got 5 herniations. And one
fusion. Oh, goodness.
And then I have 3 on the bottom where my lower back collapsed. A disc popped out the backside, my L5-S1. They took it out. Then they went through my stomach and replaced 3, putting in 3 plates and 12 screws. Hold my lower back together.
Now, you're mobile? Are you mobile?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Miraculously, the doctors don't even know how I'm walking.
Tell them you know how you walking.
I do. God.
Come on now. Tell them. They might not know, but we know.
We know. And they x-rayed me one day with my mouth open and told me that it looked like I broke the bone that my head is sitting on. I said, I'm God's puppet. What are you talking about?
Exactly. You gave me chills, sweetie. I needed that today. Thank you for sharing that with me.
My head wasn't attached to my shoulders, and my torso wasn't attached to my lower body.
But he said no, didn't he? He said
yes,
no.
Yes, I'm walking together with strings. Okay?
There you go.
There
you go. I'm mended by his grace.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
My goodness.
And barely walking around with some strings holding me together. And
there you
so
go.
And saved me.
There you go. And the beauty of it is you there with your parents. Y'all are just holding each other up. I love that. That is beautiful.
It is. We're right next door. We're helping each other.
And I wish more of us would be that way, would be more loving and with each other. Me and my sister moved in together after I got my divorce. And, you know, it was just hard. And she basically, because the divorce was needed. It was time. But, of course, that doesn't heal the heart. That doesn't stop the emotions and anything. So it was a blessing. And God is going to show us that he gave us this family. It's no coincidence that the families that he gave us. And we just don't use them. We're supposed to hold each other up. That's why you're a family, you know?
It's
just beautiful. And like I said, you really made my day. I appreciate you sharing that with me.
Love it. We live out in the country. The deers come in the yard.
Oh.
If I wanted to, I could shoot a deer from the sofa. Out
really?
The back door. Yes, they come in the yard every night, and we've got critters. My mother has chickens, and she raises chickens for eggs. We got geese, who are like big dogs. They don't like nobody, so they squawk with anything coming through the yard. And then we got a few dogs and some cats. But it's lovely. It really is.
That sounds like serenity. That does. That sounds wonderful.
I don't have to be peeking out the window to see who's out there. What's that
there
noise?
Exactly.
And can almost sleep the door. I can sleep with the doors open, really.
That's beautiful.
And the other day for about 5-7 hours, and the door was wide open. And the TV was running.
That's beautiful. That speaks volumes right there, because I tell you, nowadays in certain places, you can put enough locks on everything, and they still find a way. So that's a blessing in itself. That's a blessing.
It is.
We're going to get you registered. So I'm assuming your first name is Teresa, huh?
Yes. Teresa Clemens.
Okay. And let's get that phone number for you, dear.
334-455-1985.
Mm-hmm.
1985?
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay. Same email address. And what's your age?
I'm 56, and I'm ex-military. Okay.
Gotcha. All right, so let's go over your information for correctness. We got Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, last name Clemon, C-L-E-M-O-N, phone number 334-455-1985, email address Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, .Clemon, C-L-E-M-O-N, @gmail.com, The county is Dallas, and you're 56 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Well, Ms. Clement, I want to thank you for providing that information. You guys will be contacted once appointments become available. So with that being said, do you have any further questions of me today?
We will be contacted by email and phone, or it just
by phone. We're told that it's going to be by phone first.
Okay.
They may, and if you know, they can reach out to you by email, but I think that initial contact will be phone.
Can you tell me? I've been calling around today, and Selma, the Main Street Family Care, they had the vaccine, but they're not giving any initial vaccines out, and they don't know when they're going to get any more in. So do you have any idea when things might kick off again? You don't.
We don't, because like I said, we register for all of the counties in the state of Alabama but two. But we don't know what their supplies look like. We don't know what their appointment schedules look like. We have none of that information.
But all of it will be coming through your offices.
Well, no, the actual contacts will be coming from the health departments, because that's the ones who will be doing the scheduling.
Okay, so nobody else might get it. The thing that I'm trying to find out is most of the information is going to be coming through the health department.
For these vaccines that you're registered for. But there are other outlets that are giving the vaccine. So I tell anybody, if you can get to one, like a, you know, they're talking about doing them at Walmart, they're talking about doing it at Target, they're talking about doing it at various drugstores like Walgreens and CVS. If you can get one, by all means, get it.
Okay. I didn't know. That's what I was trying to find out, if there were other places like Walmart, Walgreens,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I will be calling them too.
Yes, ma'am. And all you'll have to do is, once you get this call, it's just let them know you've already gotten the appointment.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for letting me know that I could check other places, too.
Oh, most definitely. And you're welcome. And if nothing else, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama COVID vaccine registration line. And you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.